Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 30th day of March, Anno Domini 2019, and you, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 6 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick off your shoes, don't get the blues. Here comes the news. But before the news, we should tell you that we are in the waning days of our pledge drive. Now, week one, we set a goal of $3,000. We didn't make it. Last week, we set a goal of $3,000. We didn't make it.
Gee, let's set another goal.
I thought about it, debated with myself all week. Do we set a lower goal, assuming that maybe our listeners can reach a lower goal, you know, set your sights low, or we can go for $3,000 again and see what happens. The big news is we're approaching the end of the drive.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd like to not have to do this next week.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
The way that works is you have to make the call and make the pledge, and we'd love to do that at the $3,000 mark. So we're going to set the goal for $3,000 again this week, and you can join us as a member of the Jazz 91.9, the 90.1. Cheese and crackers. 90.1 family.
Take two.
They take two. We'll fix it in post. Now, actually, you could do that. the Jazz 90.1 family by making a pledge at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I'm talking to you, podcast listeners. So join us there while I make a deal with you. You start us off on that $3,000. I will read the news. Here I am doing my part. Office Depot and a partner company tricked consumers into buying unneeded tech support services. But I was going to lead with the Apple stuff.
Well, the biggest announcement was no announcement.
Right, exactly.
Nothing's ready yet.
That's exactly it. So, I was going to lead with that, and then this security stuff happened. So, Office Depot and a partner company tricked customers into buying unneeded tech support services by offering PC scans that gave fake results, according to the Federal Trade Commission. Consumers paid up to $300 each for unnecessary services. Wow, all we need are 10 of those, and we'll hit our $3,000. On Wednesday, the FTC announced that the Office Depot and its software supplier, Support.com, have agreed to pay a total of $35 million, we'll take that, in settlements with the agency. The FTC said it intends to use the money to provide refunds to wronged customers. As part of the settlements, neither company admitted or denied the FTC's allegations.
But we're going to pay you for the $35 million.
Right. Well, you're
we didn't do anything wrong.
Admit or deny that we did anything wrong.
Yeah, but here's $35 million to shut up and go away.
Exactly. Between 2009 and 2016, Office Depot and Office Max offered consumer scans inside their stores using a PC health check software application created and licensed by Support.com. The stores offered PC health check scans for free, while claiming the value of the scans was between $20 and $60. But PC Health Check was configured to tell consumers their computers were infected regardless of what any scan showed, according to the FTC. At the beginning of each scan, consumers were asked if they were experiencing PC problems, such as repeated crashes or slowness, or ever saw pop-up ads. Any yes answer in that survey guaranteed that the program would flag a problem with the user's computer. In some cases, store employees checked the boxes themselves, guaranteeing that the software would produce a warning. PC Health Check tricked those consumers into thinking their computers had symptoms or malware or actual infections, even though the scans hadn't found any such issues, the FTC said. Many consumers who got false scan results bought computer diagnostic and repair services from Office Depot and Office Max that cost up to $300. Support.com completed the services and got a cut of each purchase. Software Depot and Office Max merged in 2013. Even before the merger, both were still using support.com, which provides cloud-based software and technical support services directly to consumers and indirectly through clients such as office supply retailers, the FTC said. Office Depot tech experts, and that's in quotes, tech experts, told customers that PC Health Check would optimize their computers, but in reality, the software did not run complete diagnostics on customers' computers, the FTC said. Some later versions of the software did some limited optimization, such as removing junk files and reconfiguring certain settings. After displaying fake scan results to consumers who had checked any of the four boxes, PC Health Check also displayed a view recommendation button with a detailed description of the tech services consumers were encouraged to purchase, services that could cost hundreds of dollars to fix the problems. The settlement requires Office Depot to submit to compliance monitoring. Support.com faces similar provisions in its settlement with the FTC. So, have you had Office Depot check your computer? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
We've sort of joked about those TV commercials you see about free computer scan. And we've even had customers at the store say, well, why don't you offer free diagnosis? Okay, we will. Is your computer running slow? Yes. Okay, you probably have a virus.
Yeah.
That's the same kind of scan you're going to get from them.
Yeah. That you meant you mispronounced scam.
Yeah.
Look, we know that computers sometimes run slow, and we know that computers get infections, and we know that there are drive-by pop-up ads that aren't actual infections. The easiest way to figure out any of this stuff, if any of this stuff is an actual virus, is to dance the security tango at securitytango.com. Okay, look, I have admitted for a couple decades now, the security tango is tedious to run. It just takes a long time. It's not hard, but it's tedious.
It's time consuming.
I suppose the trade-off there is to take it to Office Max and get a $300 bill.
Yeah.
And they'll essentially do the same thing and maybe not even as well. So my you know.
And you got to be inconvenienced to pick it up.
Drop it off and pick it up.
You got to unhook your computer, take it, lug it all the way in, go back, pick it up, and then rehook it back up.
Yeah, if you can do it yourself, just let it run overnight. Because that's what the big criticism is, it takes too long. Well, yeah, well, let it run overnight. You don't turn your computer off at night anyway, do you?
And if you do, don't tonight. That's easy.
Yeah.
You know, let it run. Start it at the end of the day. Let one run tonight. Let one run tomorrow night. Let one run the next night. You do that fairly regularly. I don't necessarily advocate every night, but regularly. And that will help keep your machine clean, or at least find the infections it has and get rid of them.
I contend that most folks can start, say, like super anti-spyware. When they come home, all right, say, you know, they're going to start getting ready for dinner. Start the scan then. Usually by the time you're done with dinner, you've cleaned up, you know, relaxed and that, and you come back to the computer, that probably 90% of the time that's scan is going to be done.
Yeah, it's not as slow as it used to be. It literally would take overnight. And we were joking about that with some of our colleagues at work, that when we were scanning PCs in the olden days, Dave and I used to have a little competition.
Yeah.
I think we broke 100,000 infections on some computers.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes, the more infections you have, the longer it takes.
Yeah.
But that means the next time you run it's going to be much, much faster.
Yeah. Well,
I had a guy just this past week had over 3,000 just with super anti-spyware. And again, it only took a little time, you know, to, you know, get it set up and start running.
Computers are so much faster these days that it doesn't take very long. And that's half the joke about, is your computer running slow? Who doesn't think their computer is running slow?
Exactly. Yeah. Have you seen pop-up ads? I get pop-up ads on my Chromebook because they're out there on the web.
Even legitimate pop-up ads. They didn't say, did you see a fake pop-up ad?
Right, they just said pop-ups, which, again, you say yes, okay, they're not lying to you, they're not scamming you, it's a fact.
Well, and nowadays you go to half the news sites and they pop up a window with a video in it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a pop-up ad? No, but I bet if you were, if somebody said, do you get pop-ups? They'd go, yeah. Absolutely, I do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very underhanded thing that that Office Depot and Office Max did.
Sleight of hand,
and not entirely sure where it goes from here.
I don't think it was Office Max. It was Office Depot and Support.com.
No, Office Max and Office Depot.
They were in there too.
It was in there too. More importantly, they merged.
Oh, they merged. That's right. They merged in 2013.
So from 2009 is when it started, and they were both using Support.com, so they were both doing it.
Guilty.
And then in 2013, they merged because the scam would be more efficient that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're one, the FTC has said that what they're going to do with the money is give it back to the, spread it out among the people who had it. But they haven't.
How are they going to know?
Well, they've got records from those guys.
Ah.
So they've still got the records.
Information, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you can find a receipt that you purchased one of these scans from those companies between 2009 and today, I guess,
yeah.
You can call the FTC helpline, which is in the article I just posted,
right.
and get yourself added to that list.
Right. Now, you may be a little confused because the poll of the week at soundbites.org is not about that. That's because it's actually about a different thing. I just thought this was this ended up being more important in my head, so I did that. We'll talk about the poll story after the next break, this is huge. We all need help with our computers, and whether I don't care if it's a Mac or a PC or a Linux box or Chromebook, everybody every once in a while thinks, man, I really need to talk to somebody about this, and so these guys are out scamming people, and it really makes me angry because it professionally makes me angry.
Yeah. We have a customer that calls it his enema, because every now and then he brings the computer in and we clean the crap out of it.
That's very good. That's charming. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
One way to look at it.
That was Steve Ray, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
You write to him in care of the station directly. The other thing I want to say is don't let this color your opinion of tech support groups. Yes, there are some bad eggs out there. That's true of anybody and anything. But the reality is that most of the tech support groups out there are both legitimate and scrupulous. So if you were to take your over the years, there have been unscrupulous vendors in this town. They're gone. So the idea is nowadays you bring your computer to a dealer. They're going to be good. We can recommend any of the dealers in town at this point, any of the larger dealers. Don't hesitate because of this. Don't hesitate to bring your computer to someone if you have a problem. And of course, if you prefer, you can always give us a call. And we'll be glad to give you our opinion as well. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. By the sheerest coincidence, those are also the numbers you call to make a pledge. And you can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. As you know, we are in the midst of a pledge drive. We're nearing the end of a pledge drive. And
yeah,
with your help, we can get over the hump. But we need you to make that call and make that pledge. We'd like to end this drive this week.
That'd be great.
But that doesn't happen unless you make the call and make the pledge. So make the call and make the pledge. You can pledge at any one of the many levels that we have available, starting at $35 and on up. But any amount of money, $5, $10, $1,000, we'll take pretty much any amount of money at all. But if you join at one of the levels, for example, if you join at the $50 level, you can get either the Soundbites mouse pad or the Soundbites thumb drive. How cool is that? At the $90 and 10 cent level, you can get the Jazz 90.1 enhanced member card, which we'll talk about a little bit later. Or you can get the zippered tote bag, the Jazz 90.1 tote bag, or a T-shirt, or the Jazz 90.1 baseball cap. At $150, you get the membership card and the Jazz 90, the Sound Bites white short sleeve T-shirt and the baseball cap, or the Jazz 90.1 tote bag and the Sound Bites mouse pad. Now, it gets exciting at the $200 level. At the $200 level, now you must pick these up. They do not mail these, but for $200, you get the Jazz 90.1 enhanced member card, and you also get the Sound Bites laptop bag.
Ooh.
Well worth it. Well worth it. It's a lovely bag, nice neoprene bag, very nice. At the $365 level, which is only a dollar a day, that's how much do you spend on coffee? You get the enhanced member card plus the bag, the Sound Bites bag, plus the Sound Bites mouse pad, which must be picked up, or we can mail out the T-shirt, the baseball cap, and the mouse pad. Of course, any level in between there, whatever it is you feel that you can afford, whatever you feel that we're worth, to put it as bluntly as possible. Some of you clearly think we're worth nothing. Turn off the radio. Go do something else. That's fine. But for those of you who are, in fact, continuing to listen, think about why you listen and if, in fact, that is worth anything to you. We'd like to end the pledge drive. We cannot end the pledge drive without your help and support. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. If you pledge online, scroll down till you see the soundbite stuff. So that we and that's available 24/7, 365 for all you podcast listeners. Also, let's talk about Jazzomatic for a moment.
Yes.
It's the very coolest thing. Basically, it's a minimum of $10 a month. And you decide how many months that is.
You spend that more on coffee during the week.
That's exactly right. And that's a month, $10 a month.
Yeah.
And what happens is, let's say you say, I want to give $10 a month for 15 months. Well, guess what? That's $150. You get the gifts at the $150 level.
Yep.
It works, and it's only $10 a month. It comes out of your checking account with your permission. Of course, but it comes out of your checking account and it's painless, and at $10 a month is not a lot of money for the vast majority of our listeners. And so, if you pledge as a Jazzomatic member, not only does it not hurt, but it also feels good, because when you hear me asking for your donations, or you come up to any of the three of us to ask us a question, you know that in the back of our minds, we're thinking, I wonder if they're a member.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't have to even worry about it.
Yeah.
You can feel smug.
And say, yep,
I'm a member. And you can tell us you're a member when you give us a call with your question. 585, if you are a member, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
And the other benefit is, which we've told before, is the diner card. I mean,
the membership card.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I just used it again last weekend for Aja Noodle. That there happened to be one on the list. It was great. You go there, have dinners. You only charge for one.
Yep. Here's the thing about the member card.
That's paying for itself, right?
You know, it's exactly right. No matter what level you get of membership, when you get that, assuming it's at the $90.10 level, the $50 membership, no, $90.10 level or above, you get that member card, and it's money in the bank.
Yeah.
If you go out with any regularity at all, you will more than, it's like getting free money. Get that membership card, become a member, get that membership card. If you go out once a month, you'll easily beat that $200 level. You might beat the $365 level, depending on where you go. And it's not just food. It's bed and breakfast. It's all
wineries.
Kinds of places. Wineries. And here's the other thing. For those of you who travel, You call the membership card people and tell them I'll be in, say, Colorado for the next 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
They will send you a card for Colorado.
Yep.
And it's good at all the places there. And they'll send you a brochure that lists all the places there. And you can get on the website and find all the new places, because they're adding places all the time. I mean, all the time.
And that's one thing. Even here in Rochester, once you get the card and you know you see the listing, I would highly suggest coming back to the jazz901.org website and periodically checking that list, because Rob is always out there pursuing new people to be added onto that. And, you know, you want to keep up to date because it's going to offer you that many more places that you can go and get discounts.
Right. And if you go to the Jazz 90.1 website at jazz901.org, across the top is a menu thing, and one of them is Support Jazz 90.1. And if you scroll down on that, you'll see Jazz 90.1 Member Card. And that's the thing that talks about the various benefits. There's even a find my local benefits. And if you can say, for example, show all benefits or performances, attractions, lodging, local merchants, online merchants. If you're the sort of person who doesn't want to talk to humans, you do most of your purchasing online. There are online merchants as well. Dining, sports, recreation, breweries, wineries, they're all there. And then you can select a region and take a look at the regions. Cheese and crackers. And this is just the local ones. It's all over the place, and you can see all of the various membership places around Rochester that accept the card. There's a lot of them, you'd be surprised. 140 places right now. And that's this week. It was 130 not too long ago. Now it's 140.
Yeah. Like I said, he's constantly adding to it.
Right.
So, you know, like I said, it's the card that not gives now, but continually keeps giving and growing.
Yep.
And the money that you can save is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable, and you need to become a member. It's so easy. Please make the call. Make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We have a goal of $3,000 this week. So far, half an hour into the show, we're only $3,000 short. So please make the call and make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We need you to do that. We need you to become a member. We need you to stay on the air. It honestly is that easy and that honest. We don't get paid to do this, and that's okay. We're happy to come in here and do it. But the reality is that without your membership, we can't come in here and do it. This show and will be off the air. So please make the, I can't stress that enough. Please make the call, make the pledge, keep this show on the air, keep us, continuing to bring you, the sort of, information and fun that you've come to rely on here on Soundbites. We're going to take a quick break while you make that call. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you, 29 minutes after the hour. Soundbites, member supported, Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Hello, this is Paul Kiner. Join me early Monday mornings from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. Member supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 36 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites.
As much as we like polka, we don't like it that much.
Yeah. Well, it's not us that has to like it.
Yeah, but it's behind Paul.
Yeah, right.
Who doesn't even play polka music.
Exactly. Somebody's having fun.
Yeah, you think?
All right.
What did you drink last night, Rob?
Yeah, or this morning.
When you're building today's schedule, yeah.
Whoa.
Before we get to the news item, which is actually our poll news of the week, I do want to thank the folks who did call in. Leland, Michael, and Ed, thank you all for your very generous donations. We're still pretty darn close to $3,000 short of our goal. So please give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. While you're doing that, I will read the actual poll news this week. Great way to wake up on Monday morning, especially if you own an Asus machine. Kaspersky Labs unveiled the details on Monday of a massive hack that hit the live update utility of Asus laptops, which installed the Shadowhammer backdoor malware on a million PCs. A million PCs. Asus Live Update is an online update driver. A driver update program. Never mind. It can detect whether there are any new versions of the programs released on the Asus website and then automatically update your BIOS, your drivers, and your applications. Kaspersky just published a teaser for a more thorough explanation to come in 2 weeks at the Kaspersky Security Analyst Summit in Singapore. So although they're exploiting this hack as an ad for their summit, it's still quite an eye-opener. Apparently, somebody broke into the Asus update service and swapped out a valid software firmware update for one of their own. The bogus update looked just like the genuine thing with a valid certificate, and its size matched the original size. As a result, the bad update stayed on Asus' servers for, and I quote, a long time, unquote. How bad is it? Kaspersky isn't handing out many details yet, but the teaser, which reads like a PR release, is quite compelling. Kaspersky calls it Operation Shadowhammer. The goal of the attack was to surgically target an unknown pool of users which were identified by their network adapters' MAC addresses. To achieve this, the attackers had hard-coded a list of MAC addresses in the Trojan Eye samples, and this list was used to identify the actual intended targets of this massive operation. There were only 600 addresses in the original list. However, two things. First, a million PCs were hit, and there's nothing that says that they can't be activated at a later point. And secondly, there's yet another teaser at the tail end of the original teaser. While investigating this attack, we found out that the same techniques were used against software from three other vendors. Not a breath of which of those three other vendors are involved. Bottom line, unless you have an Asus machine with one of the 600 hard-coded network adapter MAC addresses, there's nothing to worry about yet. However, as I said, they could be activated at any time. And as for the three other vendors, who knows? You can file this away in the same bucket with Spectre, Meltdown, and other Glitter Glam malware. It's great theater and sure to draw a lot of attention, but in the end, unless you're defending state secrets, nuclear launch codes, or weighty Bitcoin wallets, it doesn't mean much yet. So our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that is Bites with a Y, Francis would like just to remind you, is Asus Live Update Utility cracked. And your choices are, I took my Asus computer out back and shot it. I haven't updated my Asus computer in a long time. I run Linux on my Asus, I'm fine. And I don't own an Asus computer, thankfully. So far, we've only got 29 votes. And I don't own an Asus computer, thankfully, is the number one, followed by I haven't updated my Asus computer in a long time. Maybe that's good. Five of us, including me, run Linux on our Asus, so we're fine, because it's designed specifically as a Windows update utility mm-hmm. program. It doesn't run on anything else. Two people apparently took their Asus computers out back and shot them. So you can join us on the poll at soundbites.org. And, of course, if you scroll down on the right under Fascinating Stuff, you will see the forums. The second forum down is the poll discussion. Currently, at least, the number one item under the poll discussion is 30 March 2019 Asus Live Update Utility Cracked. So far, there are three people who've weighed in on that. You can join them there. And, of course, you can give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. 0415.
And both Asus and Kaspersky have released utilities that we'll check to see if your computer was among those that got hacked.
Right. And so
I've posted that link on our website.
Good, excellent. So we're good there. What just happened here? Oh, I see. Oh, interesting.
You pushed a different button.
I pushed a different button. And so there we are. Now that's there and that's happy. Yeah, you can go to their website and you can get the information as to whether or not you were hit. Remember, there's two things. First, there are the 600 MAC addresses that were actually targeted in this specific attack, but there's a million machines out there that are going tick, 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 tick. So you want to be very careful of that as well. And it's important to do that, to make sure you're not hit. And if you are, don't panic, because unless you're one of those 600, it is unlikely that anything bad has happened to your computer yet. You want to make sure that you're clean before you move along. So be careful with that one. And let us thank the people who have called in. Bless each and every one of you. We have Steve and we have Michael. Thank you both for your very generous donations. It is you folks who are keeping us alive and keeping us afloat. That's right. We're in the middle of a pledge drive, and we need your help. We were hoping to hit $3,000 this week. We've hit about 10% of that, so we're well on our way.
Yep.
We've got about an hour and 15 minutes left to bring in about $2,700, and we can do that with your help. It actually can be done. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
I had one of my friends that was listening to the show, heard us talking last week about how we're the only talk show. And he goes, "Really? You sure?" I go,
"Name the other ones."
You look at that schedule. I said, Rob went out on a limb, folks.
Yeah, he really did.
You know, back when he met us at that restaurant and said, "Okay, you guys want to do Saturdays from 12 to 2? We're thinking, "Really?
On a jazz station?"
Yeah, really? Are you serious? He
goes, "Skadoodly bop, yeah."
How soon can you start? And, we go, June 5th. Yeah. I'll never forget that. Yeah. I said, "How about June 5th? Yeah. He goes, "All right, let's order."
And do you really have the authority to do that?
Well, I'm the station manager. Well, yes, he's a station manager, but there were still a lot of raised eyebrows
around here. He still has a board of directors that, you know, he's got to justify different things.
There's
that
always a boss above you.
Yeah, exactly. Boss, right. But you know what? We haven't let him down, and I can't say just when I say we. I also mean you folks, because right. You know what? You're the ones that get up and, you know, pick up that phone and call us and say, "Yeah, I want to support it," because, you know, what you guys are doing is important to me and a lot of other folks, because you offer entertainment and a lot of good advice. And one other thing that somebody has said, and they said it a long time ago, you guys make it user-friendly. I don't care whether, you know, you're a high-tech person or, you know, a very novice. The person that'll sit there and say, "Oh, I don't know anything. I'm afraid to call in with a dumb question." And the one thing I have said for decades, and it's literally decades now, is the only dumb question is the one that you don't ask. Because if you don't ask it, we can't answer it. And we love taking any question. We have taken, if you've seen, coming up on 30 years now, the wide variety and range of questions.
Some very, very, very basic and some very, very, very advanced.
And there's everything right in the middle.
And
you know?
we don't discriminate. We don't care. We're you know, nobody, if you call in and ask a question, there is no one here who will say, "Well, that's a stupid question. What's wrong with you?" We will answer that question because you took the time to ask it, and we respect that. You need to have that information How is that a stupid question? Right. You need that information. You don't have it. You need it. And you ask. That's exactly what you're supposed to do.
And that's the only way you're going to learn and go forward, you know, trying to learn other stuff. Say, lately, it's always the folks now with Chromebooks and the Linux and the Unix, you know, calling in.
And their phones.
Yeah. And Nick is, you know, sitting there walking through them through a number of steps, yeah. Which for some of you are sitting there going, huh? But you know what? We're there and being able to answer those questions.
We're there for
and
those
support.
People. Yep.
It's just not, oh, Windows or a Mac. Forget it, you're hosed. That's all we know. No. We always have to keep up on the stuff that is out there, the Chromebooks and everything else.
Yep. And we do that because we want to help you. But we can't help you if we're not here. And we are only here because Rob is the final arbiter of this, but the reality is that he's got to keep this station running. Uh-huh. And if he feels that there is something else that could help him do that better in this time slot, he has to make that decision. Nobody gets grandfathered in just because they've been here a while.
And think about it. This is prime time.
This is prime
time. This is what, in radio, folks, if you don't realize, usually they call, you know, the lunch hour and the dinner hour. The dinner hour they call drive time. But the lunch hour is, you know, major.
Particularly on a weekend. People are hearing us all over the place. They're in their cars. They're in their homes. They're listening over the stream, over the internet. There are places in Rochester this signal really doesn't get, like my house. Well, I get Jazz 90.1 in my car right up until I hit my driveway. I pull into my driveway and all of a sudden,
well, tell them to turn the antenna a little.
Exactly. But once I'm home, I can stream the station without any trouble. And that stream costs money, people. And those of you listening to the podcast, how free is podcasting? Oh, wait, it's not. So we need you to make that call and make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online, podcast listeners, at jazz901.org.
I like that one message you got that from a podcaster that pledged, I'm not a deadbeat anymore.
That's exactly right. You are not a deadbeat, and we are delighted to have you as a member. Thank you so much for your pledge. We need you to make that call and make that pledge. We've hit about 10% of our $3,000 goal this week, and we'd like to get a little higher than that.
Only 90% to go.
Yes, yeah. 90% to go. So you can make that happen. Make the call, make the pledge. It's up to you. We'd like to not have to do this next week, and we can with your help, but it's your help. It's not us. We don't just wake up one morning and decide to end the pledge drive. We end the pledge drive when we have $55,000. And we get $55,000 by you making the call and making the pledge. Once we're there, we're done. We're not scamming anybody. This is not Office Depot. We're here specifically. Man, at any other time, that would be liable.
Oh, yeah.
Is that libel or is that... Yeah, maybe.
Slander. Yeah. One is written, one is spoken.
Yeah, libel, I believe, is written. Slander is spoken, so it would be slander. But we just read the article that said the FTC says they're scamming. So
yeah.
I guess they got to get past the FTC first. But the reality is we're not scamming you. We need this money to stay on the air, and you can make it happen. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Look, we only come to you twice a year to do this. And the rest of the time, we're just answering your questions. I get it, but you need to make the call. You need to make the pledge. The sooner we stop doing this, the sooner we get back to just taking your questions, which is what everybody wants. I know you're out today. You're out and about. So you need to set a reminder for yourself to make that call, to make that pledge online later today. Hey, Google. Set a reminder for 2 p.m. to call Jazz 90.1 and make a pledge. Hey, Siri, set a reminder for 2 p.m. to call Jazz 90.1 and make a pledge. Yes.
Alexis.
Alexa, set a reminder to call Jazz 90.1 at 2 p.m. and make a pledge.
I wonder how much Bixby.
I always forget Bixby.
And we all forget Bixby.
I think Bixby even forgot about Bixby.
Bixby. Never mind.
Forget it. Call us later.
Yep. But you, hey, look, you folks have Google Homes. You have Alexa devices. You have your phones with Siri and with Google Assistant. And those are all wonderful things, but sometimes you have questions about those and you can give us a call and we will help answer them. But we won't do that if we're not here. I will tell you this, the day we go off the air, I stop answering anybody's questions about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Stop me in the mall, stop me on the street. I don't care. We're done.
Yeah.
You couldn't keep us on the air. You don't get to ask questions. Mm-hmm. We're done. That's how that works. So give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299, toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We've got no calls. We've got no calls. Zero calls. We've got no calls.
Huh? My wife is, I can see her on the one monitor just sitting there waiting.
Spying
for.
Spying on your wife, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can sit there and see, and just literally just sitting there waiting for the phones to ring so she can grab it and take your pledge.
Now, we got a couple of pre-show pledges from Leland and Michael. Thank you very much. We did get three pledges online from Ed and Steve and Michael. Thank you. So that's five people. There are. I'm pretty sure there are more than five of you listening right now. So if you can actually dial a phone, call 585-966-JAZZ. That's not. Don't make me ask your assistant to call for you. That we haven't done yet. So make sure you make that call and make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free. 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org, just like Richard did. Thank you very much, Richard, for your pledge. We're a mere my brain has stopped working because I don't want to be this far away from our goal. We're about $2,600 away from $3,000. And we're only going to have an hour to do it. But I have faith in you people. I know that you can do this. I know you can make the call. I know you can make the pledge. It's real easy to do. All you have to do is pick up the phone, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
And if you pledge at different levels, we have some wonderful benefit gifts for you. If you pledge at the at the $50 member level, we have the Soundbites mouse pad or the Soundbites 2GB thumb drive. This is not a severed thumb drive; it's a Soundbites thumb drive. At the $90 and 10 cent sponsor special, get it? That's 90.1. Qualify. I wondered what that was for. Yeah, we have the member card plus that gives you all the discounts at different vendors around the area, or you can get the tote bags or T-shirts or baseball caps. And we have member levels going up from there. So there's a membership level available for anyone. But if you don't have the means at the moment to pledge at a membership level, we take a membership a gift of any size. We'll never turn anyone away for wanting to support the station and the show and those of us that try to bring it to you.
And remember, Jazz-O-Matic makes it not only convenient but easy and painless. $10 or more every month. And you decide how much, and you decide how many months, and we will automatically deduct that from your checking account or whatever account you give us, and you get the pledge at that higher level. So at whatever level that totals out. So if you were to give $10 for 15 months, would be the $150 level. You get the gifts at that level. So make the call, make the pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299, toll free, 1-800-790-0415. 1-5, just like Steve from Greece did. What's up, Steve?
Manner. I'd like to ask you about something I got from Net Security, and it's basically attackers are exploiting IMAP to bypass MFA on the Office 365 G Suite.
Yeah.
Can you go into something that I could actually understand what they're saying?
Sure. IMAP, IMAP, is the Internet Messaging App something protocol.
Access.
What?
Access?
It might be access.
Yeah.
Basically, there are two ways that you can get... This is a very simplified explanation. Don't call me up and say, POP3 will let you download them too. Okay. But basically, here's how this works. There's two protocols that let you access mail over the Internet. POP3, the Post Office Protocol Number 3, and IMAP. And POP3 basically downloads all your mail to your device and erases it from the server. IMAP basically leaves the messages on the server so you can connect more than one device to your mail and see all your mail in those places.
Which is typical these days with a computer, a phone, and a tablet. You want to be able to read the mail on all your devices. So most services use IMAP for transmitting mail.
Right. MFA is the multi-factor authentication. It's that business where you had like two-factor authentication and stuff like that. And what happens is that there are hackers who have been targeting both Office 365 and the G Suite,
which is Google mail.
which is Google's mail. And these targeted brute force attacks have increased in sophistication over the past months, and they say that about 2% of user accounts were successfully breached, and nearly 3/4 of cloud service tenants were targeted at least once. 40% of them had at least one compromised account in their environment. So what we'll do, Steve, is you can hang on if you want to, or you can hang up, and we'll talk about this more when we come back. But we have to take a slightly longer break. It's 59 minutes after the hour. We'll be back with a whole nother hour of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. That's Sound Bites right here on the Truly Great. And let's not forget that we are grateful to you because we are indeed solely member-supported Jazz 90.1. Make that call, make that pledge, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes to thank you that we are still on the air with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. Soundbites, member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Soundbites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester,
a public service of the Greece Central School District.
Jazz 90.1
on Facebook at Jazz 901 FM.
Welcome back to America's longest running computer show, Soundbites, on member supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites hurtling headlong into the second hour of the longest-running computer show in the known universe, hurtling headlong into the second hour of our fund drive. And we had a call from Steve. He's still on the line. Hi, Steve. You still there?
I am still here.
All right. So we're talking about IMAP, the Internet Messaging Access Protocol, and MFA, the multifunction authentication, and how that got targeted. And while I talk about that, the rest of you can make a pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or if you don't like to talk to a human being, and who doesn't like to talk to Sandy? But if you don't want to talk to Sandy, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. All right, so the IMAP protocol is the one that was targeted, and even with multi-factor authentication, they were attempting to bypass it, and they did it in a brute force way. They just kept banging away at it with password dictionary
spraying.
Attacks. Yeah,
password spraying. They just spray passwords at it.
Right. Start, you know, and it's essentially a dictionary attack. They start with A, then AA, then AAA, and they go through the whole alphabet, every single letter, every single thing.
And they use the collections of passwords that have been publicly exposed. We're up to 7 billion exposed passwords now.
Right. So they can hit you with 7 billion exposed passwords. To see if you've reused one of those. So how do you protect yourself? The easiest way is to change your password and make it something very long and very unusual. Now, we've talked about this a billion times. Computers don't speak English. They don't speak any language except binary. I suppose if your password were 0110101010, that would be a problem. But otherwise, they don't care. So it's all gobbledygook to them. So whether your password is 11J43622 left elbow 13, I don't care. That's okay. But what's important is that it be long. It could be an English sentence. It could be your favorite. Well, not your favorite, because everybody knows that. Yeah, but a line from a poem or a line from a song or just a saying that you like. You have something along the lines of, I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. Is that hard to type in the first time? Sure. But then you've got a password manager that you typed it into, and now you can copy and paste it into the thing. Many programs will remember it for you. I know that I use Thunderbird, and it will remember my password. So my 42-character password is remembered by Thunderbird, not by me. So the likelihood that this hack got up to 42 characters isn't very high, so I don't feel like I'm as at risk as someone whose password is password.
And one of the other problems with multi-factor authentication is a lot of people use a text message as their second factor, and text messages are not encrypted at all, and they're completely insecure and very easy to spoof. And so you want to use the Google Authenticator app. So it's an app on your phone if you're right. Using Gmail, the Microsoft Authenticator, the Apple Notification Authenticator. So each company has their own authenticator that is much more secure than a text message. And the other way the bad guys do it is called a downgrade attack. So when your email client talks to Google, it will encrypt it between you and the other end. But if your email client says, I don't support encryption, the other end says, okay, here's the plain text, because email was never designed for encryption.
Right.
And so the bad guys will tell the server, I can't do encryption. So the server says, okay, here's plain text, and here's all the mail. So we often have to remind people that email is, in general, not secure. It's like a postcard going through the postal mail. Anyone could read it along the way if they wanted to. They probably don't want to and probably don't read it, but they could. So it's very important not to send, you know, secure information. Don't send your password through the email, because the email can't be considered secure. Unless you use an end-to-end security system, Proton Mail is one of the very popular end-to-end secure mail systems. Now, Google within itself is secure. Apple within itself is secure. But once it has to cross to another company, that boundary is not necessarily secure, because there's no standard for mail security. And what the bad guys do is they have this downgrade attack and say, I don't understand security. And the mail server says, okay, here's the plain text.
Right. So to put that more clearly for everyone, if I, from my Gmail account, send an email to Dave at his Gmail account, it is encrypted right up until the point where he reads it. Where it must be obviously unencrypted for him to read it. However, if I send an email from my Gmail account to Steve's Apple account, once it crosses that boundary to Apple, it has to be decrypted to make that leap. So someone could, once it gets there, it gets re-encrypted again, and he gets it encrypted. But in that leap, it could be intercepted. and seen. So you want to be aware of who you're sending what to over email. It is very much a wide open protocol. And oh, by the way, if your email goes through my server, and believe me when I tell you, email goes through a bucket load of servers to get from one side to the other. If I go through you, if you go through my server, I can read those emails. I can grab them and set them aside and run a code that looks for certain keywords like password or whatever, and read your email. So be very careful what you send over email. And in terms of don't take that away yet. And in terms of this attack business, the way you secure yourself was a very, very long and complex. That is to say, I'll get to complex in a minute. Very long password. The longer the better. Like I said, mine is 42 characters, and I may make that longer now. Complex means it's not a sequence of any sort, A, B, C, D, E, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's not, you know, 42 A's, that sort of thing. It's complex. There are numbers. There are letters. There's uppercase. There's lowercase. There's punctuation. That's what we mean by complex.
But it can be words that right. you know that just mm-hmm. aren't related to each other.
Yeah, make no sense whatsoever.
Right.
Right. My password is not this, but for example, your password could be, I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. Maybe you throw a number in there. There are some capitals. Maybe you throw in some punctuation. And now you've got a password that's very long, very complex, and yet you know it. And it's easy for you to type. And if it's not, you've got a password manager that will cut and paste for you. Did that help, Steve?
It does. Could I ask two more questions?
Sure.
One on the, why does it, it says it's Office 365 and C-Suite. Why are those the targets? I don't understand that.
Because so many people are in them.
Okay.
And they are generally in them on websites, because those are primarily web services too.
Right. So a lot of companies are Office 365 users.
Okay, companies, I understand.
Almost every educational system uses G Suite because Google gave it away for free, the high-end version, to universities. So there are hundreds of millions of office workers on Office 365 and hundreds of millions of students on G Suite. So if they can take over those machines, obviously getting somebody in an office could be a bonanza. And getting students who aren't paying attention to security at all means, and they'll probably keep things like their credit card information on their computer, they win.
So quick password question.
Yeah.
If I have a 10-character password that's complicated and repeat it three times, isn't that the same as a 30-character password?
Not quite. Because the first thing they'll do is if they figure out the first 10 characters, they will repeat it because they know that trick.
Right, but if they haven't cracked it, how will they be able to figure it out?
Well, it's because one of the things they do is they repeat things like that. And it also depends on what your password is. If it is one of the common ones, there's a website where you can check your password. It's called Have I Been Pwned, P-W-N-E-D, .com. And you can type in an email address, or you can type in a password, and it will tell you if that email address or password has been compromised. So I would go to that site and type in your password. The guy who runs that is a well-respected security researcher, so you're secure there.
And your password never goes to him. It's checked on your own computer.
Right, and then the it's dumped, so they never remember it. And that's been verified by other people. So if you type in your password and it comes back and says, oh no, pwned. Pwned is the elite way of saying owned. If it comes back and says, oh no, pwned, it's time to change that password.
And we often forget how fast computers really are. So the fact that you have a 10-character password repeating almost doesn't matter, because computers can check a billion passwords an hour or something like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or more. And the amount of email going through the internet in a day, I lost that page, we're up to about 300 billion emails passed worldwide in a day. So it's not likely someone is looking at yours unless you're a target.
Yes.
And then it's more likely.
But don't forget, they're actually being hit by computers. Computers don't care what the target is. They're not targeting. Yes, there are groups that target specific people, like the people who work at a bank, right? But there are also people who are just grabbing everything off of everything. So if you've got a Gmail account, somebody has hit you. Whether they were successful is another story, but they have definitely hit you. So if you've got a, if you go to Have I Been Pwned, and you're in there, boy, do you need to change it. If you are not in there, it doesn't mean you haven't been hit. It means that you haven't been hit and then that address publicized. So the longer your password, the better. Like I said, most of mine are 42 characters or more. And because I use a password manager, that password manager, I can go in and say, I want a complex, I want a password that has upper and lowercase and numbers and punctuation, and I want it to be 42 characters. Generate one for me. And it does. I don't even have to think about it.
And you have no way of remembering yourself.
And I, but I don't care.
We joke about that you can't remember it even at gunpoint.
That's exactly right. And I tell people, I have 42-character password. Go ahead and get it. I don't even know it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you want to have, the longer the password, the better. The more complex the password, the better. But even so, check it against things like Have I Been Pwned and see if you can find it there. Does that make sense?
Yep, everything does. Thank you very much, gentlemen. I love your show.
Thanks, Steve. I know you're a member.
Yep.
Thanks.
Okie doke.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot.
And, oh, no, Nick, your account email address has been pwned.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I know that, boy. Yes.
I like how a lot of the leaks are bad guys breaking into other bad guys.
Yeah, right. And that's why I've changed all my passwords. Yep. I type them into that site regularly whenever I change them and see if...
Not only have you been pwned, you've been scraped.
Yes, yes, my website has been scraped. I have found several people who have entirely recreated my website.
Jeez.
I don't know what they're trying to do, but they've done it. So at any rate, the idea is that you want a long password, and you do want to change it regularly. I'm sorry.
And you need to have a different password on every site you log into because these passwords get leaked. So you use the same password at, say, a low-risk site that you do at your bank. Someone leaks that low-risk site password, Home Depot or Target, or you were signing up to read a blog message. If that's the same password you use on Amazon, then they log into Amazon and spend all your money.
Yeah. Yeah. So you want to use different passwords. Here's an interesting thing. Some I use EnPass, but there are lots of password managers. Some of them, you can say, have I reused this password?
Yep.
Have I used this password before? And if it comes up, yes, change it.
And a couple of them use Have I Been Pwned? So when a new list gets published, that software will then warn you there's a new list published and your password is in it.
Yep. And so you want to change those passwords. And again, you don't have to think up new passwords. You can hit the generate button. And it will generate a new password for you. And then check that one and keep hitting generate until it gets the one that isn't been owned. And you win. And it's real easy to do. Do that once in a while. Look, I'm sorry. The internet is no longer easy street. Right. So if you've it's the same way with your checking account. You should check your checking account every single day. Just log in and look at what's been charged against your card.
My wife used to tease me for doing that. Oh, you check that too often. I just read my statement at the end of the month. Well, then someone could have had a month in your account and you wouldn't know it.
That's right.
And then your checks start bouncing. What happened?
Yep. I do have a service at my bank. They call me when there's a suspicious thing. But it doesn't matter. I don't wait for them to call me. I check. And it's easy enough to do. I also check my passwords regularly. Is that a pain in the neck? Sure. Get over yourself. You got to do it these days. You can't not do it. If you're going to be on the internet, you got to do this stuff. So, you know, a 30-character password is good. A 42-character password, I hope, is better. I might go to 52 now, like a deck of cards or a week.
Yeah.
Then
you got to add the jokers.
And then you had to have the Jokers, that's 54. And then the card that tells you what the suit, what wins over what in poker, that's 55 now. But you gotta be paying attention. You gotta be, aware that people are out there trying to break into your stuff all the time. The alternative is to, dunk your, computer into a vat of cement and, kick it off a pier somewhere. Although that's not good for the environment. So maybe you don't want to do that either. But if you're going to be on the internet, you're going to want to do that.
I saw a cute picture the other day. Mobster fishes were killing another fish by putting him in styrofoam galoshes.
Nice.
So you float to the top.
Nice. So you want to be very aware that that this stuff is being hit all the time. And in the meantime, I'll read another. Don't forget, we're in the middle of a pledge drive. I've been nice to you this half hour. No more Mr. Nice Guy. We're in the middle of a pledge drive. We need your support to stay on the air. We've talked about this in the first hour. Those of you who weren't paying attention, I'm going to say it again. This station does not get any money from the government. Any government, state, local, federal, and anywhere in between, foreign. We don't get any of that kind of money. Where we make our money is from people like you. When we say public supported, we ain't kidding. We only get our support from folks like you. We need to make $55,000 in this pledge drive, and we're not anywhere near it. We need your help. We need your assistance. We for the last 3 weeks, we have set a goal of $3,000 for this show. We missed it the first week. We missed it the second week. And we're abysmally below it this week. I'm disappointed. I'll be honest with you. I'm very disappointed. I expected better of our listeners. I've always thought of our listeners as above average. Apparently, I was wrong. But at any rate, we would love to have you become a member of this station. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And while you do that, I will read a news item. 2015's new MacBook model shipped with Apple's Butterfly keyboard. This allowed for a thinner laptop thanks to the Butterfly keyboard switching mechanism. But the Butterfly keyboard, if I said this enough times, has been a thorn for Apple since its arrival, with a raft of problems reported online. These included dust stopping keys from activating, sticky keys offering double letters on a single keystroke, and broken springs effectively deactivating a key. Neither did the problem stay with the 2015 MacBook. The Butterfly keyboard was rolled out across the range, including the updates to the MacBook Pro and the MacBook Air. In the quest for a thinner laptop, Apple has retained the millimeters saved by, literally millimeter. Do you know how small a millimeter is? Saved, it's a thickness, the thickness of a fingernail. In the MacBook Pro and MacBook Air, the millimeters saved by the Butterfly design through multiple iterations rather than bulk up by a millimeter and go back to an older but proven keyboard. And the current third generation keyboard still exhibits the same flaws. Apple addressed the problems on Wednesday with a statement that acknowledges there are issues while minimizing the impact across its range of laptops. We are aware that a small number of users are having issues with their third generation Butterfly keyboard, and for that we are sorry, an Apple spokesrobot said in a statement. The vast majority of Mac notebook customers are having a positive experience with the new keyboard. So if you're having a problem, too flippin' bad, you're in the minority and Apple does. Oh, wait, no, you can contact Apple customer service, the spokesrobot added. Apple continues to sell MacBooks, MacBook Pros, and MacBook Airs with the Butterfly keyboard. At this moment in time, its advice to users facing issues is to contact customer service, using contact as if it were a verb, although it also suggests using compressed air to keep the keyboard clean, which so many of us are capable of doing. And I'm sure Tim Cook and his team would not be adverse to you purchasing a Bluetooth-enabled Magic keyboard to ensure your typing can continue. What's magic about it? It doesn't have the Butterfly keyboard mechanism. Yeah. So are you having keyboard issues with your MacBook? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415.
And if you do have a 2015, 2016, or 2017 MacBook with the butterfly keyboards, there already is a repair extension. So if you have keyboard troubles when your computer is under warranty, it will get fixed. And if you have them even now that it's out of warranty, Apple will still fix the keyboard for free. We've been doing them at our service shop. I got to get mine done one of these days. The delete key sticks a little bit.
When the tech support guy is having a problem, you know it's a universal problem.
Yeah. Well, in the 2018 models, they put a rubber gasket around each key to help keep the dust and debris out. So that's made it better. We haven't seen many 2018 keyboards come in yet. But there's been a real criticism with especially writers. The key throw is so light and so short. The key doesn't move very much. And over the years, Apple's keyboards have gone from like an inch of throw to now we're, you know, a couple of millimeters of throw. Partly, they've said, for health reasons, to cut down on carpal tunnel. So if the keys don't move as far, you don't wear your wrists out as bad.
Except it's kind of the opposite, isn't it?
Yeah,
the,
you like.
The harder you hit, the more you get carpal tunnel. And if it has almost no throw, you're going to hit.
Because generations of us grew up on manual typewriters.
Right.
I started with a manual typewriter before we had electric typewriters in high school. And now you use that same force on your keyboard. I have to remember not to type so hard on this keyboard. But you were laughing at me when I was trying to log in because I couldn't type properly because I got to back off on this keyboard.
Yep.
But there's some very vocal people on how bad this keyboard is that have said they can't buy a new Mac. Because they can't type on that keyboard. It's just too much.
I've heard that myself. Yeah. If you are a person who types all day, like you're a writer, a blogger, or whatever, if you're spending your day typing, this is a horrible keyboard.
Yeah.
Even this one, which has a much longer, my Chromebook.
I can see the keys are sticking up on your keyboard. You can't see that on mine.
Right. It's like twice the throw.
Yeah.
And even I, after about 4 or 5 hours typing on this, like I said, I've written 3 books on this. After 4 or 5 hours of typing, I have to stop.
Yep, we've actually started a brisk sales in pre-owned 2015 MacBook Pros that have the old style keyboard, and they also have USB-A ports.
Oh yeah, people like those.
You don't need the USB-C adapters,
right?
So we sold out of our first allotment, so we had to get more. And they're also cheaper than the brand new 15 inches because Apple increased the prices a bit in their last round as well.
Right. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 29 minutes after the hour. 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org while we take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Soundbites.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1. Turn your radio down. 2. Turn your radio down lower. 3. Remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4. Make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5. Calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
He forgot to put any better music on that one.
He sure did. By the way, he was too busy getting excited about the polka music underneath Paul. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 34 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And I want to thank some folks who called in. I want to thank Anonymous. I want to thank Gregory for their generous donations. And when we talk about generous donations, we have an in memoriam donation for a longtime listener, Paul Calloway. And if everybody just takes a moment to think of Paul, that would be great. So thank you all for your generous donations. We've got half an hour to raise $3,000. We're about halfway there, so we can do this.
And one of those was out of the state too. So
one of those was out of the state. Clearly pledged online. So thank you for that. You don't have to be in Rochester, New York, to make that pledge. You can either, sure, if you're local, you can call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. But if you're out of state, you can call, or out of the 585 area code, you can call 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We just have half an hour to raise $1,500. We can do it, but we can't do it without your help. So please make that pledge, make that call, make a deal with you. I'll read the news while you make the call. Pretty simple. Takes less than 2 minutes to make that call. Let's see who wins. In a massive event on Monday, Apple lifted the curtain on several new subscription products, including Apple TV Plus and Apple News Plus. Apple's new logo is apparently a plus.
Yeah.
For the first time ever, Apple's biannual product showcase focused on its plans in the media and entertainment space. It included announcements about Apple TV Plus, a new video streaming service that will feature original programming from the likes of Steven Spielberg and Oprah. The company also unveiled subscription news offering Apple News Plus and mobile game streaming service Arcade, which doesn't have a plus. There was even a new titanium credit card that wowed the audience. Standing on stage inside the Steve Jobs Theater, Apple CEO Tim Cook promised that the showcase would be a very different kind of, or I suppose Tim Apple, as we should call him. Instead of focusing on devices like iPhones or MacBooks, executives devoted the event exclusively to software and services. The new offerings are all part of Apple's plan to find ways to keep customers and consumers in its ecosystem as they begin to hold on to their iPhones for longer. Apple has long offered the music-centric iTunes service for buying songs and purchasing or renting movies and TV shows. In 2015, the company expanded its music business with the launch of Apple Music, which offers unlimited the thing they told Apple they wouldn't do, Apple Core they wouldn't do, which offers unlimited music streaming a la Spotify for $10 a month. But Apple has long had Hollywood envy and has spent years exploring the best ways to compete with the streaming video space. And with the launch of Apple TV Plus, it would hope to boost the amount of time and money that people spend watching high quality video programming through an Apple designed experience. Excuse me. TV Plus will officially begin rolling out this fall, but pricing is yet to be announced. Original programming offered will include Drama the Morning Show, starring Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and Steve Carell, and the Spielberg-produced anthology Amazing Stories. An add-on to the existing Apple News app, News Plus, will feature a new design meant to highlight magazine content from a range of more than 300 partners, including Vogue, National Geographic, and Elle, as well as news stories from newspapers The Wall Street Journal and The Los Angeles Times, and such digital outlets as Vulture, The Cut, and The Skim. News Plus costs $10 in the U.S. and $13 in Canada per month in Canada, with a free 1 month trial. The service will roll out in the U.K. and Australia later this year. Apple Arcade subscription platform will allow people to play more than 100 new and exclusive mobile titles developed specifically for Apple. Apple Card, a mobile-first credit card that lives inside Apple Wallet, has no fees and offers a 2% cash back on purchases. That goes up to 3% on purchases made from Apple. Software features include color-coded categories to help people track how they spend their money and regular spending summaries. All cardholders also receive a titanium card that features no card number, no security code, no expiration date, and no signature. Signups are now open.
And laser etched.
And laser etched. Which Apple service excites you the most? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415.
And what was a little disappointing is nothing's available. You know, Apple News is out now. Apple News Plus is out now, I should say.
Right.
for $10 a month. Apple Arcade is available this fall. Pricing not set. Expected to be about $10 a month. Apple TV Plus, no price. Expected this fall. The price expected to be about $10 a month. Apple Music is already $10 a month. So the people are running into subscription fatigue. You know, I've got Netflix, I've got Spotify, I've got this, I've got that, and suddenly all those subscriptions are adding up to too much money.
The problem is that Apple's late to the game.
Well, and we're kind of expecting an Apple Prime, is one of the examples, like Amazon Prime, where you get free shipping, you get news, you get movies, you get music, you get all TV shows, all this stuff on Amazon Prime. We're kind of expecting that with Apple Prime, where you get all of this other stuff together at less than the $10 a month each service would cost you.
Right.
So maybe maybe we'll see what happens there. But there it was a real, it was a touching moment when Tim and Oprah hugged on stage.
Not so much.
Yeah. But what we do think the main reason for this now is that because Apple has now made it public, people can talk about it.
Right.
We've been hearing rumors for years about TV shows and movies that Apple is working on, and that's coming from Hollywood news sources. We've been hearing, we haven't been hearing from a lot of writers and authors, Chris Breen from Macworld, Serenity Caldwell from iMore, Nathan Olivares-Giles from Twit. All these people disappeared and got a job at Apple.
Right.
So now we know what they're doing, and they can probably talk about it now. So now that it's public, people can actually talk about it and say what they're doing because now it's a public thing, and hopefully that will generate even more awareness for Apple. So when the services do launch, it will help them out better.
Now, look, here's my problem, though, and you already said it. It's subscription fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
I already have 100 subscriptions to various things. What will Apple offer that's unique enough for me to add them or compel me to drop something that I'm used to?
And that's the problem. We see that with some subscription services now. So CBS started their CBS All Access with Star Trek Discovery as their key feature. So if you want to watch Discovery legally, you have to subscribe to them. And so a lot of people just aren't because they don't want to pay that subscription.
Right. If it's $10 a month for 50 shows, that's one thing. If it's $10 a month for really one show,
yeah,
that's a lot of money and I don't need to spend it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing similar things from Amazon and Hulu and Netflix, where they have their own first run shows. I would love to watch some of the Marvel shows on Netflix, but I don't have time and
right.
I don't want another subscription. But
they're not on Netflix anymore. Now they're on Disney. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. Right. So that's the other problem. Disney's starting their own network.
Right. And DC
opened a network for their own TV shows based on the DC universe.
Right.
And suddenly you're up to $300-$400 a month in all of these different networks.
Right. And so maybe you're still saving money at some point over cable and half of those networks. But even so.
Yeah.
Even so. You know, I already get, because I'm an Amazon Prime member, mm-hmm. in order to get my, you know, my wife owns a coffee shop at the public market, and so we order a lot of things through them, so that's a business expense. So I'm already getting music, I'm already getting movies, I'm already getting TV shows, I'm already getting a whole bunch of stuff through Amazon Prime.
I started for the free shipping, but stayed because of all that other stuff.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And I've had Netflix for I think 150 years, like give or take a decade. Yeah. You know,
I watch too much TV as it is. I don't want to subscribe to something new.
So how much more time am I going to have?
Right.
Now, yes, there are 5 million people who will buy everything with Apple's name on it. That's a given. They want to bask in the reflected glory of Apple. I get that. But beyond those 5 million, who's going to, how many people are going to give up what they've already got in order to do this? I just I don't see it as yes, there will be certain number of people, but they're an also ran at this point. I'm sorry, they're late to the game, and I don't see it taking over the world. Anyway, we should go back to the phones. Ken from Rochester waiting patiently on the line. What's up, Ken?
Hey, how you doing?
Well, great. How are you?
Good, thanks. I got a question. I got a Chromebook.
Yeah.
And beginning of the Chromebook, it'll show you if you had a bank account, if you had the squares, okay?
The favorites.
In your favorites.
Would it be favorites?
Yeah. If you're talking about places you've logged on to already.
Right.
Right.
Now, it got raised up. How can you put it back on?
It depends on how and why it got erased.
Because what happened was the whole thing, it's hard to explain, but what happened was the whole thing got knocked off when I my brother was checking it out because it wasn't working, and the whole front got knocked out. And then it said, Rayanne, if you want to get into another area to hit this button. So I did, and it got raced off. And I don't know how to put it back on.
So what, does the thing work now at all?
It just goes right to Yahoo, and that's it. It doesn't go Square.
So in the Chrome settings is something called the new page tab or new tab page. And right now your new tab page is set to Yahoo instead of being set to favorites.
Okay.
So you have to go into your settings and change the new page tab.
Now how would you do something like
so
that?
So in the lower right-hand corner is the clock. You click on that and you would see a black box come up. Up near the top of that is a little, it's a gear, but it looks like a flower. And if you put your mouse over that, it'll come up and say settings. Then you click on that and you will see the settings.
Okay.
And
at the top, there's a little search window. There's so many settings, you can never find the one you want.
Right.
There's a search window. So you type in a new page or new tab. And then you can change what that new tab page does.
Okay.
And the way you see, on a Chromebook, the way you see that place to type is by clicking on the little magnifying glass.
I see the magnifying glass.
There you go.
Okay.
And you would type new tab, it'll either say you can set a specific page. Or you can select just the new tab page. And the new tab page should show you all of the places you've been.
There might be circles now and not squares.
Yeah, there might be circles now. Every time they upgrade, they change something.
Oh, wow.
But
That's how they do it. Okay.
Yeah. But that should work for you.
Okay. Another question is somebody told me I had the virus, but I don't know. What it is I got into chat. I don't like that, but two things. How would you get our chat? And the second one is my sister-in-law's sister told me that I'm throwing stuff to her, writing to her, but I'm not.
Okay.
So how would that... How can you do something like that, take it off?
Okay, a couple of things. First, you cannot get a virus on a Chromebook. There aren't any yet.
Okay.
So whoever told you that was incorrect.
But you may get a fake virus warning trying to trick you so that you just close that window.
So right, like Nick did here that day, he got a Windows warning.
Yeah, it said my Windows was infected. I'm not running Windows. I'm running a Chromebook. Anyway, what program are you in that has chat?
That was on Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook Messenger?
I don't have Facebook here, but you should just be able to close the chat.
Yeah.
In Facebook, there should be an X next to at the top. You know, if you're talking about the little thing that comes up in the lower right corner, at the top should be a picture of the person's face and their name that you're chatting to. And next to that is an X.
Yeah, click the X.
And you click the X.
Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I didn't have no face of the person.
That doesn't matter. But if there's a name there and an X next to it, just hit the X.
Oh, okay, because I didn't see any X on it, and I tried to knock it off, and I couldn't knock it off.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what you were looking at that point. I'm sorry.
Right.
But there should be an X, and you should be able to close it. Now, and in terms of writing to your sister, the problem we have is that your email address is essentially public. Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
And what happens is that the scammers and spammers will grab random email addresses and write to people as if they were you. Because it's easy to spoof. Because again, as Steve said earlier, email was never designed to be secure.
Right.
So it's easy to spoof somebody. And so what she needs to do, there's no way you can stop it. But what she needs to do is to understand that if it seems suspicious, just dump it.
And someone
don't ever reply.
Someone could have picked your email address to be the sender of a message. Just like when you mail a postal letter, you can write any return address you want on it. So someone just grabbed your address, and that's as a way to hide themselves, and that's where it's coming from. It's not you, and you can't change it.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. Like you guys just said, I'm not writing back to anybody. I'm just leaving it alone.
Right, just dump it, and then you're done.
Oh, okay. So
eventually they'll get tired of you.
Just say bye-bye to it.
Yep, eventually they'll get tired of you.
Okay. I think you got all my questions answered.
There we go. Thanks, Ken.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's the big problem when someone starts sending spam in your name. You might start getting the bounce back errors. You might start getting angry emails, stop sending me spam. It wasn't you that sent it. You just got lucky that someone picked your address.
Right. We want to thank Laurel for her generous donation. Thanks, Laurel. Yeah.
No.
You get the opportunity to ask us questions. Ken just asked four questions, five questions.
Yeah.
You get that opportunity every week, but that opportunity ends if we're not here. It's that simple. And we're not going to be here if we can't stay on the air. And we can't stay on the air if we don't have enough money to run the station. That's on you. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Those of you who will download the podcast all week, and there are hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of you who do that every single week. You want to turn off your mic, Steve? Yeah, there you go. Those of you who listen to the podcast have a regular schedule, most of you, while you're jogging or rowing or sitting around or whatever it is you happen to be driving, whatever it is you happen to be doing, you listen to our show. And yeah, if our show went away, you would find something else to watch or listen to, and I get that. But why take that chance? Why go through that? All you have to do to continue as you have been is to make the call and make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We did not make, so far at least, you've still got 5 minutes to call in. We did not make our $3,000 goal. In fact, we're farther away from it than we were any week ever. But we want to thank those of you who did call in. Ed, Steve, Michael, Richard, David, in memoriam for Paul Calloway, Anonymous, Gregory, and Laurel. So thanks to all of you. Again, a small moment of silence for Paul, longtime listener, and now sadly no longer among us. And so please make that call, make that pledge, 585-966-JAZZ, 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And again, this show goes off the air in just a couple of minutes, but that doesn't end the possibility of you pledging around soundbites. Just go to jazz901.org, get in that donation page, scroll down until you see the soundbite stuff, hit a few buttons, type a few words, and you're done. It takes less than 2 minutes, even if you're a slow typist. and you will be part of the Soundbites family. And you know how much that means to you, and therefore you know how much to pledge. In the meantime, we're done. We're done for another week. I want to thank everybody who called in. I particularly want to thank everybody who pledged. Let's take one more moment to thank Chris for his generous donation. And we also want to thank another person for their generous donation. And we want to thank Remember Paul. Let us remember Paul. And don't go away. George is coming in to play the best German music you'll hear all week. Michael's here to keep him on the straight and narrow. We'll be back next week with a whole lot more soundbites. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you, 55 minutes after the hour. Soundbites, member-supported Jazz 90.1. We will see you in 166 hours.